Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, May 7th. I'm Julie Chang for the Wall Street Journal. SpaceX is spending heavily before its IPO. That includes an estimated $55 billion for the Texas-based Terafab chip complex it plans to develop with Tesla, according to local government notices. The company is also funding space infrastructure and potentially sending up to 1 million AI satellites to low Earth orbit in the years ahead. Some of the developments that SpaceX is looking to fund will take years to complete and present big operational and financial risks. SpaceX didn't respond to a request for comment about its investment plans. The rockets, satellites, and AI company has significant revenue coming in through its space businesses. Last year, the journal reported it generated $8 billion in adjusted earnings on $16 billion in revenue. Shares for national security satellite company Hawkeye 360 jumped in their public market debut, signaling strong investor demand for defense companies. Hawkeye stock opened 30% above its $26 initial public offering price. It priced its offering at the high end of its targeted price range, raising $416 million and valuing the company at more than $2.4 billion. Hawkeye focuses on so-called signals intelligence, operating a fleet of more than 30 satellites that collect radio frequencies back on Earth. The company says it turns that data into usable information for clients. Much of its business is with the U.S. government. Finally, Amazon is expanding access to its weight management services. Amazon Pharmacy is now delivering same-day prescription delivery and pickup for Novo Nordisk's Ozempic pill. The company says with insurance, pricing starts at $25 per month. This expands on Amazon's ongoing investment in weight management. In April, Amazon launched a program to provide access to GLP-1 treatments through its One Medical primary care arm. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.